Before catching a flight home, just time for one more story about an England player misbehaving. Manu Tuilagi was held by police after deciding to jump off a ferry and swim yesterday. It rounded off a nightmare tournament from England, which began with a controversial boozy night out.
They've gone out and had a drink. That's what they've done. Rugby player drinks beer. Shocker.
Manager Martin Johnson refusing to condemn Mike Tindall after stories about him were plastered all over the front pages, and winger Chris Ashton claimed it was blown out of proportion.
We just had time to relax and get together as a team and have a drink together. It's just a shame that it got turned into something that it wasn't.
But the stories kept coming. Ashton himself was reprimanded for shouting lewd comments at a female member of hotel staff. Two coaches were suspended for illegally swapping the ball before kicks in the match against Romania. And then Tuilagi was caught wearing a gum shield bearing a sponsor's logo.
Got fined for it. That's why I coloured it in.
To hide it.
And I had all the black stuff on my lips after.
His latest indiscretion, a swim in Auckland Harbour, earned him a warning from police and a £3,000 fine from the RFU. Former England coach Dick Best says the player's behaviour has been unacceptable.
It's only for 7 weeks, this World Cup. You can actually sort of abstain from alcohol, and you can abstain from acting the idiot, to be perfectly honest. Just focus on the rugby. And some people say, that, well, look, they're not monks, you know, they can't stay in the hotel all the time. You know, why not?
By comparison, Wales, who reportedly have a self-imposed alcohol ban, are still in New Zealand. They're preparing for a semi-final on Saturday.